More than 1,000 people have died from Ebola over the past 10 months in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Health workers trying to contain the deadly disease are also under attack. On Wednesday, militia fighters killed at least 8 people in the city of Butembo in the heart of the Ebola outbreak. For the latest on how the violence against health workers is complicating efforts to combat the disease, we now go to Tariq Rebil. He's a field director at the International Rescue Committee and is currently working on the Ebola response in the DRC. Welcome to The Takeaway, Tariq.
Thanks for having me.
Was this latest attack related to Ebola? What can you tell us about this attack?
We're still gathering information on it. There does seem to be some indications that it was once again linked directly to the Ebola response, but we don't have conclusive information. But yes, there is information pointing to that.
What can you tell us about health workers and how they're being attacked right now?
I think there's been sort of a gathering storm over several months now, and there have been lots of accusations and rumors about certain activities such as vaccination, where people feel that rather than helping them, the vaccine may actually be sort of a political ploy to inject them with Ebola, that there may be political reasons for why this response is happening. Part of this is the canceling of the election, the national election, which was due in December and was held everywhere except in Butembo and Beni, the areas directly affected by the response. And that angered a lot of people who felt that they lost their right to vote because of a disease that they're not sure actually exists.
How has the conflict in this area impacted efforts to contain Ebola?
That requires a nuanced answer because actually Butembo itself was not necessarily a conflict area, but the wider area of North Kivu, the province of North Kivu, where this outbreak is happening, of course, has been for about 25 years now. So there is a heavy presence of armed groups. What this does on a day-to-day basis is that obviously you're operating in an environment of insecurity and work in that sort of general sense of conflict.
How quickly is the disease spreading? And what's the scale, essentially, of this outbreak right now?
So at this point, this is the second largest Ebola outbreak in history after the Great West Africa epidemic from 2014-15. In terms of the transmission rates, there had been some hope a few months ago, but the last 3-4 months have seen continual increase of daily numbers. We've now had a record of 27 cases on a single day, but we've had a number of 20-plus days in the past weeks. We've always known that even when we reach those numbers, there's a lot of transmission that goes undetected. So even when we say 27 on that day, there could have been far more cases, possibly even double as many. So that would put you at a very, very high rate of transmission. It would also mean that we basically are completely unable to understand how that transmission is happening. And at those numbers, it requires an enormous response, both in terms of being able to detect those cases and being able to work with the communities so that they are transferred. So I think in terms of level of alarm, it's not nowhere near as bad as West Africa yet, but we should be very, very alarmed about the situation right now.
There is a vaccine that at least is being used on an investigative basis. Tell us about the vaccine and how successful it's been so far.
So I think the vaccine, we didn't have it in West Africa. I worked in Liberia at the time, and I do think it has been a very useful tool, especially in the initial months. When we look at the one positive thing of this outbreak, it would be the geographic footprint, which has been relatively small, all things considered. And part of that could be attributed to the success of the vaccination in the beginning months of the outbreak. We've also had some recent studies that have come out of the vaccine. About 100,000 doses have now been administered since the start of this outbreak in August. So we have quite a sample size now. The initial results are very positive, possibly even more than we would have hoped for. So on the one hand, they show that those that are vaccinated have a much lesser probability of contracting Ebola. And secondly, and the second finding is more interesting and unexpected, is that even for people that may have contracted Ebola at the time of vaccination, their survival rate goes up significantly. So those are very positive findings. And now we need to make sure the community understands the benefits of vaccination, because recently we have seen a number of people refusing vaccination. There are a number of rumors that circulate around possible malicious intents behind the vaccination, and that has caused a lot of people in the Butembo area now to not want to be vaccinated.
Where is this misinformation coming from?
I know the questions of rumors is a very complicated one. We've been dealing with this. There's very much been a politicization around the rumors. So as I mentioned, I think the election is one point of clear contention. But because this is a largely opposition-held area, that there may be, for example, a malicious intent against those people for being opposition supporters. So a lot of those rumors come from there. And I do think we didn't do a good job of tackling them. And we need to improve in our community engagement in terms of working with communities and dispelling the rumors and being very transparent and being very clear in our messaging.
Where do you see the Ebola crisis headed after this?
I think there's a lot of reason for pessimism at the moment. The number of targeted incidents in the Butembo area has made it almost impossible to work. We're trying to resume, and now we've had the renewed incident again, which is very serious. So I think for a number of us, it's very difficult to see how things can move forward right now.
Tariq Riebel is a field director at the International Rescue Committee, and he joined the Takeaway from the Democratic Republic of Congo. Thank you for your time.
My pleasure.